Praise our God. Simply, it's time for shift. Are you still ready for change?
Yes, amen.
Are you still ready to do what God spoke to you in revival? Or has it somehow began to slip from your mind? Maybe a promise you made. Maybe a surrender that you committed to God. Shift. It's time for change. It's time to go to the next level. And see, that's different for every believer sitting in this house. Because your next level ain't going to be my next level. But your next level is going to be change for you. Praise God. Revival, remembrance. Suppressed by depression. Are you still suffering from depression? Are you still bound? Isn't it? Woo! Wow. Even Isaac's awake. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm sorry, Isaac. I should have done that, but I'm telling you, you look across this congregation, when them lights came back on, everybody's eyeballs were this big. Praise our God. Wow. Still battling depression? That's where we're at now. Praise God. You don't have to. You don't have to, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. In other words, Jesus Christ. See, it's a matter of reaching past me and reaching unto Him. Revival, remembrance. Amen. Oil plus obedience equals overflow. Praise God. Wouldn't you rather be joyous than sad? You know, I have found about the only thing that makes a child of God sad, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, I'm not talking about something like that. That's grief, that's sorrow, that's normal. But the only thing that makes a child of God sad is when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That is the only thing that makes a child of God sad. Because when you're doing what the Spirit of God wants you to do, oil plus obedience equals overflow. You've got joy. You've got joy. Hallelujah. You're glad. You're happy. Why? Because you've got the best thing that you could ever have. You're right in the middle of the will of God for your life. What greater joy could that be? Hallelujah. So we're seeing oil plus obedience. This is just revival remembrance. Have you had your Pentecost yet? Your Pentecost now. Have you had your Pentecost yet? Have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost to where you come for speaking in other tongues? Have you had your Pentecost? Woo, hallelujah. Because that was a wonderful night to have gotten your Pentecost. And it's a wonderful day to get your Pentecost, because you need your Pentecost. Hallelujah. I've got my Pentecost. Glory to God. It wasn't something that happened years ago. It has started years ago, but it's fresh today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your Pentecost. Your Pentecost. Just a little bit of revival remembrance here. Will you offer it up? Are you ready to surrender? Are you ready for that resurrection power? Are you ready for the fellowship of His sufferings? Are you ready to be conformable unto His death? Are you ready to offer yourself as that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our, I'm putting our, it says your, but I'm putting our reasonable service. It's the right thing to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you still in the house of His prisoners? You remember that message? The devil don't turn anybody loose. The violent take it by force. Hallelujah. As a child of God, he has no hope. Praise God. I have no idea what's going on. Either there went two squirrels, I don't know. I mean, that has happened before out here. The Transformers are right behind the church, and that's usually what happens when a squirrel goes across one. Praise God. I got some theatrical effects here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. The house of his prisoners, you don't have to be bound. You don't have to listen to the lie of the devil. You are a child of God. You belong to God. God is for you. God's not against you. And he will take you through. Praise our God. That's just got to remember that. Revival remembrance. Something's going on in the graveyard. Praise God. And you're hoping the lights don't go out again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But something's going on in the graveyard. The power of God to work in our lives. Hallelujah. To add to our lives. Bring us into that fruition of what he desires us to be. That mighty soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walking with God. Walking for God. And is that not what he spoke to us this morning? He wants you and I to be the lights in the midst of the darkness that's coming on the face of this earth. Woo, praise be to God. Revival, remembrance, and set the world on fire. How many's ever been? I'm trying to remember when this is usually done. Right around springtime. It's sitting on your back porch, your front porch, or just being outside, and all of a sudden you. Suns went down, all of a sudden you see this big yellow glow across the sky somewhere to the northwest, east, or south. And what I'm referring to is that's the time of the year where everybody burns their pasture off of the old dead stuff so that when the green starts coming up, it's just right there and it doesn't have to be mixed with the dead. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise be to God. Set the world on fire. Hallelujah. With your life. Let your life be that flame in the night. Don't be just a sparkler. I'm talking about the fireworks on the 4th of July. My kids, they always, you know, they wanted them sparklers, you know, until they burnt their hand. You know, you can relate to that, can't you? I mean, I've seen that happen with my grandchildren, too. They want them sparklers and until they get hot, and then they throw them on the ground. Oh, and then you get them with a lawnmower. Oh, well, anyway, we move on. Praise God. Don't be a sparkler. No. Be one of them cannons. Let your light shine. Set the world on fire. Hallelujah. We're not talking about sheer emotion or excitement, though that should be part of your life. Hallelujah. We were talking about being committed, conformed to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in purpose of life and lifestyle. Praise God. Being kind, being loving, being gracious, being merciful, being forgiving, love one another. Oh, hallelujah. That's fire. That's fire. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Just a little bit of revival remembrance this morning, church, of what God is still doing in these last days. All the way up to the coming of the Lord. I just can't really imagine what the trumpet's going to sound like. I don't know how it's exactly going to happen. But I do know this one thing. It is going to happen. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know the full ins and outs of the Holy Ghost coming upon Mary. And she be with child. Because God's created this body, he can do that. And now you and I, we have faith and we believe that happened. Amen. And it came to pass. The prophecies were fulfilled. The truth was unveiled. The mystery began to be revealed. Praise God. And just as sure as Jesus Christ became that babe in the manger, praise God, that trumpet's going to sound. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up in the air to meet our Lord there. Woo, praise God. And forever be with Him. That is on the agenda. That is the next great event of the church. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And what God's asking us to do in the days or hours or minutes that remain, make sure your light's shining. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Could we stand together one more time here on this Lord's Day until we meet again tonight? Amen. 5:30 for prayer, 6 o'clock for the service. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Let's lift our hands in praise to our God for what He has spoke to us this day and what He has done in our hearts and in our lives. Father in heaven, we're rejoicing, Lord God, in Your mercy, in Your kindness, in Your power. Oh Lord, hallelujah to the King. Praise be to our God. Oh Lord, we love You. We thank You. We praise You. This is the greatest salvation, oh Lord. And we are so glad that You have brought it to fruition in our lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory and honor and praise be given to our God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Sweet Jesus. Praise His holy name.